It's Youth Unplugged. Somebody is doing something inspirational, something movers and shakers, and I'm trying, like I said, to get persons in different fields as much as possible. We say good day to Kevon Edwin.
Hello, hello.
Good day. How are you doing today, Kevon?
Doing blessed. Truly an honor to be here on the program today.
All right. Sorry, we had a little glitch with the... Yeah, I told you already, once you're dealing with technology, expect something can happen whilst you're on. So you're saying?
I'm doing blessed, and I'm feeling really good to be on the program today.
Well, we know that you haven't been here.
Yeah.
How's St. Lucia?
Rejuvenating.
Despite that heat that's going on?
The heat going on, and you just have to go by a river and take a little lime, you know?
Have you done that?
I have done that.
Oh. Okay, I'm jealous now.
Yeah, man.
I'm jealous. You actually went by the river?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to kick start. Kevon has sent through his bio with us. We usually start with a little bio giving you a little perspective of what Kevon is up to. Kevon is a creative, like myself. I like these things. Now, a little joke, and a side joke. So I know Kevon, eh? I've known Kevon when he was younger. Now I really put in perspective when he was called his nickname. It was earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's so-and-so's son.
Right.
My girl. Is she listening?
Yeah, man.
Yvonne, big up yourself. Yvonne, my girl. Now, Yvonne, I could see your face doing how many things. Like, what's she talking about there? Like, what does she mean by that? What does she... Don't worry, he'll tell you the story. All right? So we're going to go into... We're going to go into a quick bio from Kevon. As I said, he is a creative and he's here specifically on a project. And once he's on a project, took part in a special project that's ongoing through the Ministry of Tourism, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Ministry of Tourism. Yeah, look, Yvon has come through. Your mother has said, I'm here. Bio. Kevon Edwin is a native St. Lucian award-winning director, producer, writer, and actor currently based in New York. He is an alumnus of the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute as an Eleonora Duse Scholar. His work has been featured at Academy Award qualifying festivals, including American Black Film Festival, Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival, Hip Hop Film Festival, Essence Film Festival, Bronze Lens Film Festival, and the Festival de Cannes. I know that one, among others. His writing work has been workshopped at the likes of Black Film Space and Sundance Collective Kitchen. So you're starting to get, you know, why, and Maureen said it, why it's very exciting to have Kevon here. I almost call him by his nickname.
Don't do that.
I know. I'm trying my best. Kevon's first foray into filmmaking was through an intensive program at the Bushwick Film Institute, where he trained with industry mentors from HBO, ESPN, and BNH. You'll notice that's some big, heavy names there. The program equipped Kevon with a film understanding of directing techniques, film production, equipment training, and a wealth of film and TV knowledge. Since then, he's gone on to direct, produce, and collaborate on a number of projects. The primary focus of his work is to give voice to the underrepresented West Indian diaspora. In pursuit of that mission, Kevon founded Roots Production, a multimedia production company authentically championing stories of the diaspora. The company's debut project, Letla, Hey, that sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah, man. Right there from RCI.
Yes,
yeah.
Man. The company's debut project, Let Laughter Men, at Chelsea Film Festival and is currently continuing its festival run to critical acclaim. Currently, as a Black TV and Film Collective member, Kivon is actively developing film and TV projects to build on his portfolio. He is repped by artists and representatives and Tash Mosley. I hope I got that right. Tash Mosley Management. Yes. Imagine I have to go through a manager to get through to Kivon. Imagine that. But that's how the industry is. You have your manager, you have your agent. That's how it is, you know, when you're in the big leagues. Kivon is in the big leagues.
Trying that thing.
Kivon, when I actually did know you doing your thing here in St. Lucia, I more saw you doing, I'm correct me, I know that's what I saw, more spoken word.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen now some clips of you, but to see experience one-on-one your acting, no, I have not, but I can almost imagine the way you did your... The way you did your spoken word, I expect nothing less. And then with all these accolades here,
yeah, man.
I mean, I expect nothing less. You're here for a project, but you just came from the ministry. Let's talk about that. Oh, congratulations to you. It's in what category? But we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that. Placing second. It's a storyboarding competition that they've had. Let's get into that.
Yeah, so the ministry hosted a national storyboard competition to develop essentially storyboards that will help inspire the designs that are going to be for an underwater sculpture park.
Right.
There's three different parks they're going to build throughout St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months ago, they sent out a competition to creatives, to anybody who wanted to participate. And I took part and, you know, thankfully, we'll placed second.
You've done anything like this in particular before?
With regards to the, you know, it's funny. The reason I went for it is because within my field as a filmmaker, producer, and stuff, that's what we do. You're always generating storyboards.
You have to do a storyboard,
ideas.
Yes.
So I channeled that kind of energy into it when I saw it. And I was like, yeah, man, I could create a storyboard
for
this.
So it's kind of still new territory for you, but not...
Not completely out
because
of,
you always have to do storyboarding when you directing and so on production. Okay, so let's talk about your actual project.
Let's do it.
I want to be a part of it, but anyway, yes.
We'll send you the casting.
Sure.
So this project that I'm doing here is called Bagaila Nupote, which means the things we carry. If you don't speak Creole, and it's a short film project, which is a proof of concept that I want to create as a pitch for a larger episodic series.
Right.
And the whole project centers on a West Indian athlete who's aspiring, a cricketer, who's aspiring to be on the West Indies team. Mm. And the film essentially follows his journey and all of the challenges that he has to overcome to realize his dreams.
Ah.
Yeah, man.
I'm so happy that when I heard athlete, I just Julian Alvarez.
Julian come to mind, yeah. But you know, honestly, the inspiration for the project
it ties
into that because, you know, I look at our prominent athletes, I think, you know, LeBron Spencer, Darren Sammies, and now Julian, and I look at them, and to me, I wanted to create a story that kind of was a slice of life and really showed the backstory to what these athletes have to go through to get to where they are, you know?
Okay. How's that going?
So far, so good. I was honored and selected to be a part of the Black Film Space mentorship cohort this year.
Right.
Which essentially means I was paired with a mentor who's a lot further in their career, who's well established. And so I'm working alongside her to help develop the project. And she's done incredible things, directing projects for Lifetime, BET, Episodic, CBS, all kind of beautiful work. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to be her mentee and have her guidance as I develop this project.
What's the name?
Her name is Tammy Camilla.
Tamika Miller. Who are some of the other persons? We did talk, but just some persons to know, some familiar names in theater production here. Yeah. The people that you're working on the ground with here.
So on the ground here, Junior Frederick is on board as the lead producer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm very, very fortunate and blessed to be working with such a creative powerhouse.
Yes.
And yeah, and we also have on board the project Shirley Williams, who's a New York-based producer. Casting director is Kentilia Louis, and so really
another name in the creative
really,
space.
You know,
there.
Assembling the dream team to help build a really beautiful project.
I like how you said that, the dream team.
Yeah, man.
Let's go back. Yes, so I'm gonna break for a little bit to say that we are experiencing a slight little issue with our online on Facebook. I'm trying to adjust that as I speak with Kevon here. We're doing that very quickly. We're trying to rectify that. I believe that may have been a drop in our internet connection, but we're working on that. Yes, so let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your schooling. Yeah. And also tying to, at what point in time did you realize that you wanted to pursue
filmmaking,
or you even realized, because you have to first realize that you are a creative.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go back into that.
Back in time, so I went to Lee Strasbourg Theatre Film Institute a few years ago, and I studied there for a few years, and primarily it's the method acting school, and so I was trained in the method acting technique. And whilst I was studying there,
yes, I like that.
Yeah, whilst I was studying there, you know, you do film and TV classes, you do screenwriting classes. They really give you a nice foundation for you to, you know, promote yourself as an actor and in the industry. And whilst I was going there, I think even before then, I always had a passion for writing, for creating things. I know if you know, I used to do K-Talk 758, which is... I used to tie in, you know, my spoken word into visuals
and that's
skits
where,
and
like I told
creating.
You, that's where the spoken word resonates more with me. I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I always used to be of a creative mind and always used to create content. I just love, you know, expressing. And somewhere along the journey in the U.S., as I was, you know, auditioning for things, acting in small projects, I kind of...
So how did you get to the U.S.?
Fully scholarship. So I went.
So you went through the okay.
Yep, I got. I was blessed enough to get a scholarship opportunity to study at Lee Strasbourg, and that's what allowed me to go to the U.S. and be there and get myself, you know, into the doors of trying to audition for things and building up my repertoire.
Right. So let me get that straight. So you realized you were a creative from what age?
From young man, since when I was going SMC, I was always in a Talfest, always
in
drama club.
Oh, you was in Talfest. Once you were at Talfest,
you already know. And then also,
that's
you know,
like a, to me, that's a breeding ground for quite a few people I've seen who were involved in Talfest and doing their own thing. Now.
Yeah, 100%. And if you're going all the way back, you're also looking at the Nobel Laureate Week. So I would perform in that almost every year. You know,
that's true. Here we go again.
Plays,
that's where we're resonating from.
Know, then you go back in time again too. You're looking at Kentilia Louis with U-Spark and all of the drama club organizations I was a part of then, and just a love for theater, a love for performing, being on stage. So that's where it grew. You know, that's where it really started.
Okay. In a bit, we're going to take a break again. Our sponsors are Bank of St. Lucia. We did have a little fall in our stream there. Not sure what happened. It looks like your grandmother is locked on. My talented grandson, so proud of my boy. Is that Bridget?
My granny. Big up, granny. Big
Bridget
up.
Bridget Edwards, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for keeping it locked here in on Youth Unplugged. Let me dive into some bigger issues, considering that I have a background as well within theater.
Yeah.
Do we need to revitalize theater in St. Lucia, and how can we do that?
I would love to see it, and I mean, I'm honestly...
I'm putting you in a seat.
No, I like
hot seat there. I know you like that kind of topic. Let's dive into it.
No, but honestly, I mean, when I look at, for me, that's what I, as a part of my mission, I want to see the creative industry on a whole develop, and you know, for our youth and people to really just have avenues to sustain themselves and have a good life from it. And I think that's something in the region, not only Saint Lucia, in the region as a whole, we definitely need to pour more into, more resources, mm-hmm. and just ensuring that we provide paths and avenues for our youth to excel there as a theater or acting or creatives, painting, whatever it is. Our whole creative industry, you know, needs that kind of vibrance.
Now, we were seeing people like Jalim Udovic. Mm-hmm. I saw he was also a participant. Even Ted Sandefur, even if he's an educator, but he, in his own right, is a creative, what he's doing. These people are doing things, and not just in St. Lucia, internationally, and being recognized.
Yeah.
Do you still believe that our St. Lucians are appreciative, that creative, that creative space, the creative being a creative full-time is a viable thing that we've come to appreciate? It look now at sports as well.
Yeah.
Again, we're bringing up Juju. Big up Juju.
Big up Juju. I hope
we are having, we've reached that point that we appreciate that, you know, being a creative is not just a hobby.
Right, it's a lifestyle
and it's viable.
And it's a career.
What say you?
You know, it is a career, and I mean, that is part of why I had to kind of move to New York and be based there, because that's where I can actually pursue this full time and make a living. You know what I mean? Because unfortunately, these industries, the film industry, isn't as viable here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hope is that one day we get to that point where we, as a people, start to really appreciate these things so much more, and beyond just appreciating it, actually investing in it, actually creating opportunities so that people can.
Yeah, because you can say,
beautiful, the art looking good, I like that animation, I like that little play or whatever. But it's how do we put dollars behind it? How do we ensure that people can have a sustainable life from that? You know, it's very, very important. I know a lot of creatives, even being here for the last week, you know, I touched base with a lot of creatives that I knew and that I grew up with, and you know, I'm proud of them for continuing to pursue it, but I know how difficult it is for them to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because given...
Yeah.
We're going to come back. I want you to compare over here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to compare. We need to compare a little bit. That kind of creative space over there, especially in what you do with film and what's happening here. People, keep it locked. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia.
On 1.1 and 99.1. This is Turn Up Radio.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
BOSL's Home Sweet is the sweetest mortgage deal in St. Lucia. No payments for 3 months. A low interest rate of 4.75% for up to 30 years. Plus, a further 0.25% discount with a solar PV loan. All with zero commitment fees. Grab your BOSL Home Sweet mortgage today.
OSL.
If you need a credit card and haven't had one before, you need access to funds anywhere that you go. Now you got the perfect card so that you can do more. BOSL's got you covered, you got access for sure.
I got money, and it's eco-friendly, see. I can swipe it, tap it, deep. Swipe it, tap it, deep.
Yeah.
I got money, I move independently. I can swipe it, tap it, deep. Swipe it, tap it, deep.
In any store online, I can swipe it when I need. I can use it anytime, pay it down monthly.
I got money, and it's eco-friendly, see. I can swipe it, tap it, deep. Swipe it, tap it, deep.
Introducing the Leaf Visa credit card for youth, first-time cardholders, or anyone wanting a second card. Leaf stands for Love, Environment, Access, Funds. The perfect card for you. Only from Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
I can swipe it, tap it, deep. Swipe it, tap it, deep. Yeah.
101 number 1 FM.
Tuned into the Radio Caribbean International at this time on a Thursday. You know, it's Youth Unplugged. We say thank you to Bank of St. Lucia, our sponsors. And in studio with me is Kevon Edwin. I almost say that nickname again.
Don't do that.
I know you're going to play, let me tell you.
Not on the radio.
I have self-control. All right. So, Kevon, again, we're continuing to talk, etc. Before we left to the break, I wanted you to compare.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say, oh, it's not fair to compare. Mm-hmm. Because we third world, first world. But yeah. I think in a good way, it will create a measurement of yeah. where we need to mm-hmm. be at. So,
yeah.
like, even what the landscape is like over there compared to here.
I mean, what...
Because look, you have a manager.
Yeah,
I'm sure
right,
you have
right.
agents.
I don't even know. It's kind of, even if you ask me to compare, I don't even know how to compare because mm-hmm. it is a little unfair because it's I'm walking into like a well-established industry. You
right,
know, that's
right,
been
for
going
years.
On for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. And it's just a, it's just
let's
just
do two big differences,
okay.
striking differences mm-hmm. Between, okay, let's look at creative industry, film,
yeah.
theater,
yeah.
versus vis-a-vis over there.
Right. I mean,
give me two.
So,
biggest, I mean, I can well imagine there are thousands, eh? But
yeah.
give me two.
I would say one of the, well, the two, but one of them being the established industries. And by that, I mean, you look at being in the US and in New York specifically. So, if you look at theater, you have the Broadway industry, right? And so you have dozens and dozens of theaters that every single evening, you know, and on a Sundays twice, are performing plays. You have people who are flocking in to see those plays every single evening, and there's money coming in. There's, you know, there's investors, you have your producers, and it's just very much so well established. Down here, when it comes to theater, maybe for Nobel Laureate Week, we have mm-hmm. a few performances going on, and then that's it.
And then you maybe know. With your project.
Yeah, then there's a bit of
and
something.
Film, yeah.
A short-term project, and then that's it. So the one of the major differences is that is the establishment of it, is that this is a film industry, and it's something that their ministries, their agencies are constantly promoting, and there's,
right.
it's a constant. You
Let's
know?
Talk about the framework in terms
yeah.
of, we're still on differences. Mm-hmm. You know, even you as an actor,
yeah.
the things that are put in place for
yeah.
you as an actor,
yeah,
I can
absolutely.
Well imagine they're probably associations. And,
yeah, you yeah. have, so you have, for me, I'm blessed to be with an agency, so you have your agencies who represent your actors, represent the performers. You have your union organizations, you're looking at the SAG
oh, look at that, unions,
you
too.
Know, and then
mm-hmm.
even when you look at the unions, there's a union for each aspect of it. It's not just, there's a union for the television and film actors, there's a union for the theater actors, there's a union, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
It's well structured, you
mm-hmm.
know, and there are guidelines in place for producers that they have to follow. There are things that, as an actor, you are entitled to. You only work for a certain number of hours, you have to make your meal breaks at this point in time. If you don't, then there's a penalty, and you find that people
wow.
yeah man, if you go overtime and it's you working more than 6-7 hours and they lapse in behind schedule,
so kind of like working, if you're working in an office or thing job here, there's certain things,
oh yeah, and
you know,
and these
and I can well imagine things like minimum wage and all these
minimum salaries uh-huh. and you negotiate from them. There's a lot of regulations, there's a lot of, you know, and that's the beauty of having an industry that's been going on for decades, is that unfortunately, when you compare back here, I may be wrong. I don't want to speak out, but I don't know that we've established our film commissioners yet, for example, and things of that nature. So it's like these agency bodies and the regulations and the structures, all of that need to be put into place. You know what I mean? So at least that the industry could eventually
mm-hmm.
flourish. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It almost sounds like a dream world for creatives like us. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's a
you
dream
know?
World. I don't want to make it sound like you up there and you walk in and everything easy.
No. But
yeah.
I mean, compared to,
yeah.
I still campaign. I know
yeah,
you say
yeah.
not fair, but
yeah.
you know, in comparison to, you know, it almost sounds like, you know, like when I say, I don't want to say a regular job.
Yeah.
I don't like to say that, but you know, the more traditional jobs, you come, you go to a bank,
yeah.
you can be unionized, you can minimum pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I always like to personalize.
Okay.
What are you prepared to tell my listeners before we go back into that?
Yeah.
That many people don't know about yourself. I caught you off guard there.
Yeah, definitely. It's like when you say
one, like I mean,
it.
Maybe Mommy Yvonne Lockton may know.
Yeah.
Something about you that many people, maybe not even Junior, maybe not even Kentillion, may know about yourself. Something that you, anything.
Boy, you put me on the spot there.
Maybe a habit that you have that people not aware that you like, or there's nothing that comes to mind.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. It's
everybody knows everything about you?
Nah, definitely not. But you know, I think I'm just very passionate about my work. But I think people know that. But that's the only thing that jumps to mind. I'm just very passionate about my work in the sense of just wanting it to be really excellent.
You're a perfectionist, or you just. Are you a perfectionist? Or?
I am a bit of a perfectionist, but I know that there's no such thing as perfect, you know, and I'm definitely somebody who would go with the flow on things and always be able to pivot. But I don't know, I think I always strive for a high level of excellence, and it's just, I guess the thing that people don't know, I don't say, is that I want to see St. Lucia on the biggest of stages as possible, you know, and so that's something that probably I see in my head a lot is how can we as a country, as a nation, just really put ourselves out there, you know, and that's something that I hold true and I'm very passionate about seeing.
Wonderful. Yeah. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. What is your message to youth, people in general who travel like you abroad?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody wants to further themselves. Everybody has their own personal developmental goals.
Yes. Yeah.
They call it the brain drain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they head on up, but yeah. They never repatriate the skills. Not necessarily the money. The skills and so on. And I have to say this on Youth Unplugged. I find a lot of the times that may have been part of the reason why we may not have further as a lot of people head on up. But then there's nothing...
coming back.
Not nothing. Yeah. There are people who are doing things, you know, tangibly, intangibly, giving back and so on. The importance of that, like what you're doing now, projects coming back, especially for the youth.
Yeah, it's key. It's key because I think, and I can't speak for other people, but my hope, my encouragement to them would be to, you know, take a look at the country, take a look at who we are as a St. Lucians, and just imagine how much further along we can be if we all just pour into this nation, you know, in whatever sphere that is, whether you're in the culinary arts, you engineer, whatever your sphere is, whatever your passion is, you know, it really takes, nobody else is going to do it for us. You know, it the onus is on St. Lucians and our people to help elevate us, you know, in all spheres. And so that looks like the human resource, you know, our ideas, our skills, our energy, like we have to pour it into whatever it is that we do and make sure that we bring it back home. Mm-hmm. You know, so even when I got blessed with this opportunity to be a part of the mentorship cohort, I didn't want to do a film and do another one in New York. I wanted to make sure I came back, and so that through this opportunity, other youth could start seeing the filmmaking process, people could, you know, really benefit from it here, and we could start seeing a change for our industry, and we could start continuing the work of other people that have been doing this for long. I think into the Colin Weeks, I think into people who've already been doing
Love
so much work to,
yes.
Yeah, man, mm-hmm. to push St. Lucia and raise the standards, you know, of film and TV and theater. And it's important. And it starts with us making those conscious decisions and being very, very, you know, passionate and deliberate with how we coming back and what we pouring into. And it do always look like finances. It look like just your skills, whatever it is that you learn up there, bring it back so that you could pass it on and give the person the battle so they could take it a little further than you did.
And then we can develop the right frameworks.
Yeah, exactly.
That is needed.
Exactly.
So because I did watch it, I was like, you're doing this full time?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah,
man. What?
Yeah.
That took
a while.
Wow.
It took a while to get there, but.
But
yeah,
now you're saying that that's what I want to go into. So, have you worked traditional jobs before?
Oh, yeah, man.
So, talk to us. Tell me what have you done before you went full time into a dream that a lot of us creatives who don't mind doing.
New York is a hustle. It's a hustle town. I think things I do before, I work as a doorman, security guard, all kind of thing, like whatever's. Assistant, as a receptionist by a desk, just whatever it would take to pay the light bill, you know. And whilst I was doing that, still pursuing my career, still auditioning, still
you focused,
Even as I was here, they sent me an audition to the Vancouver vacation. But I said, nah.
They won? I didn't get it.
No, I said, even as I was my vacation here, they still sent me an audition to do to, you know, because the work don't really stop.
Yes. I could really imagine that. Mm-hmm. All right. So after you leave here, I know you have to. What's next? What's happening next? You had to do some groundwork, and what's next?
So the next steps for the project is we're doing a crowdfunding campaign because, you know, resources are needed to actually make the film happen. Mm-hmm. And so in a few weeks in November, we're going to launch a crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter. And we're going to be raising about $15,000 for the project. And all of those proceeds that we raise go directly to funding the project. They go to paying the cast and crew, location fees, equipment rental, everything that we need to make the project happen. And the beautiful thing is, and why I'm really excited, is because 90% of the cast and the crew and the people who will be benefiting from this is St. Lucians. We're filming here in St. Lucia. It's a St. Lucia crew that we're using. And so I'm really thankful that I'm able to kind of come here and speak on it today and start letting people know about it, because in a few weeks, you know, we're going to need the whole of Lucia to come out and support online on Kickstarter.
Wonderful. So you said this is your own. I like what y'all are doing. Y'all are, you know, wanting to be self-sustainable in terms of financing this.
Yep,
but
yep.
Is anyone, any corporate entity assisting?
We've reached out to a number of like corporate entities here in St. Lucia, and some of them have gotten back to us and they're interested in coming on board, and the donations coming in, the financial aspects, yes, and there's also however they can, because different organizations have different things that they could offer, and so those are rolling in. So we're already starting to see a
like
lot of
collateral
traction.
Okay,
you know, whether that be catering for certain crew days and things are coming in. So it's really beautiful to see, but I'm strongly encouraging, you know, corporate St. Lucia and St. Lucians at large just to keep an eye out, follow us on our pages and support us in any way that they can.
Wonderful. Kevon?
No,
I find it pass fast. You know, just having fun, chit chatting, etc. Any final words from you? And I always try and get my guests to at least give some encouraging words to people, but we target in the youth specifically, especially those who want to do bigger, or even those that not sure if that's what they want. It doesn't have to be creative. What are your words to them, your advice to them?
Whatever is in your heart, whatever it is that you envision for yourself, go after it confidently. You know, don't let anybody stop you. Don't let, even if it's mommy that they're really seeing the vision, that don't matter. Once it's in your head, it's in your heart, it's there for a reason. And you have to pursue it, and it's on you to bring it to fruition. So my word of encouragement to them is just to go for it, you know, in spite of.
Now you said mommy there. Hi, Ivan. I did say that was a final question.
Yeah.
Your advice, quick word to parents.
Okay.
I actually had an interview with Julian Alfred's mom. That's been out there. Your parents, you mentioned that key to encourage and understand that there is a way that this can be viable, and employment.
Yeah. It's funny you ask that, because I've even had, you know, friends of mine reach out who kind of want to pursue things in the creative industries, but their family is not, they don't see that as something that's viable, you know, and rightfully so. They're just trying to, you know, protect their child and trying to set them up for success.
Right.
And I think my word of encouragement to them would be to simply allow that individual to pursue their passions. I think the key thing is for you and your parent to sit down as a family and really map things out. What is your plan? How are you going to do things? Because a lot of times, and the onus is on us as youth too, we're just very excitable and we want to go for this thing and we just want to do it, and mommy, daddy, they're not seeing it. And part of why they're not seeing it is because we probably haven't laid it out in a way that they could feel secure, that they could feel like, yeah, I trust this young man or lady to go for this thing.
You
know, and so that's a word of encouragement I gave to a few friends, and I would encourage people to do that too. Sit down, plan it out. What's where you gonna be in 2, 3, 4 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And that conversation go a long way.
And specifics matter, the details, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what it, do your research and find out how you're gonna get this. Don't just be excited.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. Yeah. I absolutely love that. And you know, want to know why? Because I have seen and I saw your mom mm-hmm. very excited for you,
yeah,
boasting all the time of what you do. Yvonne, big up yourself.
You know what?
Yes.
And before we wrap, I wanted to plug all the social because I want people to follow.
Oh, yeah, of course. The pages. Yes,
I want them to
course.
Tune in.
Absolutely.
I want them to get locked with us.
Yes.
So
where do we find you?
You can find us on IG, Facebook, all the socials at New Potty Film. NOUPOTEFILM. New Potty Film. And we'll be posting all of the launch dates and where to sign up, how to contribute. All that information is going to live there. So get locked in with us, and we're looking forward to the community coming together.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Keep on. Beautiful, keep on.
Yes.
We are very proud of you. RCI team here wishing you very well with your project. Hey, anywhere we can support, let us know.
Man.
Yes, and with your endeavors personally and coming back, giving back to St. Lucia, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye now, people. You've been tuned into Youth Unplugged this Thursday, 31st October 2024, right here on Radio Caribbean International. Signing off for now. Remember, same time, same place. Thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia.